Jeremy Bradley here, live at the Winnipeg Airport, barely awake. But the energy here is it's just ecstatic. The kids are bouncing off the walls. I've got Preston's mom here. Why don't you say hello, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Preston's mom. My name's Eileen. I already had my caffeine, so I am bouncing off the walls as well. But we're all excited.
Now, Eileen, we talked a couple weeks ago at the meet and greet, and that's when we had the performance by Fred Penner. I mean,
which
that
awesome.
Really, yeah.
He was unbelievable. That's something, like, the kids can get involved and sing along, and I remember seeing that at Teddy Bear's Picnic. Mm-hmm. So these kids to get that opportunity, that was big.
What was cool, though, is that you've got all these different generations. I know there were some grandparents at meet and greet, there were parents, and then the kids. You know, so my six-year-old nephew knows the songs. I'm 33, I know the songs. My mom is 60, she knows this. Oh, she's 45, sorry. Oh, no, I did that wrong. Oh, we're going to bleep that. We'll bleep that. That's fine. Oh, no.
Sorry, Mom. I won't be home at Christmas.
I'm not coming back from Florida is what's going on. That's what's going to happen. She's going to my house to let out the dogs today. So we'll.
It's okay. We all know you're 46.
She's 46. 45, I said. 45. Look at that. She's aging you. She is aging you, Mom, not me. All righty. But let's talk about Dreams Take Flight. First off, how did you get involved? How did you hear about the organization?
We heard about the organization, my husband and I, last year when our daughter got nominated through the Canadian Armed Forces. So what we went through was the Military Family Resource Center. Her name was Diane Bryan, and she gave us an opportunity to let our daughter kind of venture out, and she had done a lot of volunteering. And we took her on the trip last year, and our son, who has Asperger's autism, came for the whole process, and he says, well, Mom, I really want to go. What do I have to do to go? So we went, we talked with Diane, and she said, well, Preston, if you really want to go, and this is something you want to do, and Disney's a big experience, you're going to have to mature, and you're going to have to age, you're going to have to listen. And he said, okay, if I do all that, can I go next year? And she says, we'll see. You put in your application. So he waited a whole year. He put in our application, and he got picked to go.
I think that's actually a really good learning experience for kids, too, right? If you want to aim for this, you know, you work on that year, and mature and grow up and be a little man, and that'll, you know, who knows where it'll take you.
Well, the autism spectrum, too, is such a large spectrum that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's a very high-functioning value to it. So for a kid like him, he spent most of the time one-on-one the year before. Mm-hmm. This year, he's fully in the classroom with the other kids, with the teacher. So for him, it really gave him something to strive for, a goal to look forward to. And with them, everything's goal-orientated, a task to do. Mm-hmm. So this program really gave him some hope for that.
Now, a few weeks ago at the meet and greet, we were talking about how today is a day for kids to be a kid, because they don't see that maybe this child has a disability. This one doesn't
anything. They don't see anything, but this is fun. This is friends. You get their phone numbers. You can get their emails. My daughter still talks to the girls from her group from last year. And you have a really good mix, and they're not labeled. There's no label. Mm-hmm. What they are is they're known as, this is Preston and Preston. And you can have John and you can have Steve, and that's just who they are. Mm-hmm. There's no stigma here, which is such a beautiful thing.
Well, and that's the one refreshing thing about kids, right, is that they don't know. They don't get it, and that's great. We wish they would stay that way, but society, unfortunately, you know, it changes the way. You mentioned, we should explain, there's two Prestons in this group. That's
yes, we
where,
do. We have yeah. a Preston G and we have a Preston H. Apparently it's alphabetical this year. Didn't know. Very uncommon, but he's really happy about that. He thinks it's great.
Well, you were saying that, you know, they got here. What time did you get here, first off?
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. Did anybody sleep? Who slept more, Preston or Mom?
I didn't sleep at all.
Oh.
Because you have to be on that mom duty. So when you're getting them up at 12, but then you're putting the other kids to bed, mm-hmm. and then you have a husband that's got to get up at 6 in the morning for military, I kind of have to take that swing shift. So I'm on the zero sleep till he gets on the plane, other kids go to school.
Now what's cool, though, is that even though it's very early in the morning here, you were saying the kids, like, best buds. As soon as everybody saw each other this morning.
Yeah. If they get to know each other in the group, and the group meeting is really important because it sets that boundary of, I'm going to run and I'm going to play, and then they start talking. It's the ride. It's the mountain ride. Space Mountain. It's that excitement. So when they get here, that plan kind of starts to take effect, and now they're ready to get on that plane. So for them, that friendship is already in progress when they get here, which is really important for them.
Mm-hmm. Any chances of you maybe volunteering next year? Because I know that the parents can sometimes go along with other trips next year.
Parents can go on trips. Parents can volunteer. I chose to give my spot to Preston's one-on-one worker. That's right. Why I'm not going this year. I do other volunteer work. I work with autism kids, and I do I do training for service dogs for them. So for me, I'm quite busy all the time. I actually have 5 puppies at home right now.
Here's Mr. Man. Do you want to say hi? Preston is here. Hello again. Nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
You're excited about today, right?
Yes.
Okay, now a couple weeks ago I asked you which Disney character you were looking forward to meeting, and there were a few of them that you wanted to meet. Do you remember who you told me?
The Army Men.
Right. And why do you want to meet them so badly?
Because they're good. They're the best actors in the scene of Toy Story.
Right. And then there's a whole bunch of rides at Disney today. Have you heard of some of them? Do you know which ones you want to go on?
Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain.
Splash Mountain's kind of scary because towards the end, it goes really high and then you go whipping right down and then you get splashed. You're okay with getting wet there?
Yes.
Okay. I think you cut your hair since I saw you last, or no?
He did. He did the military shave for today because he knows it's going to be hot and he wanted to look just like his dad. So he did the whole military buzz. So he's ready for the heat. He's ready for water. You can throw anything at him. He's ready to go.
You're ready for snow. We got snow yesterday here in Winnipeg.
I'm ready for this hot sun.
Exactly. Hot sun. That's right. And we're going to have a good time, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go play with your friends.
One more word.
Sure.
Yes.
Thanks so much. All right. Well, thank you, Mom, as well. And I don't want to brag, but we're going to have a good time, and you're going to enjoy the snow here.
I know. And then I'll see you at 1 in the morning when you're tired right. And I got a nap.
That's right. You'll be bouncing.
Fair is fair.
Bring your...
You chase my child. I'm going to take a nap.
Bring your football pom-poms when we come.
Crack them out.
All right. So it's kind of crazy to think that we're going from Winnipeg to Florida back to Winnipeg all in, like, under 24 hours.
Yeah. And then when you take the time change, too, it's the longest day you'll ever have, but it feels like the shortest because you still want to keep going and they want to keep seeing everything. You'll never get to see everything on one trip.
No, definitely. So if you could sum up this experience as a mom in one word, what would it be? And then as a kid?
I think as a mom, for me, it's proud. Because this is he's never been away from either one of us.
That's right, you mentioned that. So this
is huge. So for me to actually let go and say, I trust in something, is very hard to do. When you have a really great program like this that really secures that fact and says, no, your child's going to be fine, I feel okay. So this is the first time ever.
Well, and I think having the meet and greet and, right, mingling with everybody, meeting the kids, meeting the other parents too, right?
It really does help. But you still have to sit back and go, I got to let him be a kid. Mm-hmm. And I got to not show that. I got to show him I'm happy and I'm proud. But deep down inside, you always fear a little bit.
There's a banana walking by here at the airport. I think that's a banana, right?
Bananas!
We're going bananas already. We haven't even left yet. Well, we're going to be live tweeting all day, actually, at SF Celeb Watch. So you can check that out. And we'll have dreams.jbonair.com as the pages are updated throughout the day. So thanks so much for joining. All right. Well, you'll have to follow on Twitter.
On Twitter? I'm on Twitter.
We're gonna tweet up a storm here, and we're going to get back to the music on Top of the Charts and the Open Road, and we're going to take a commercial break on The Scribble.